This week in high school sports looks at how basketball and hockey teams will be seeded for postseason play and highlights a high-scoring family at Elk Rapids High School. Hello, I'm John Ross, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. March is finally here, and with that comes the start of the winter sports tournaments. For boys and girls basketball, the top two teams in each district will be seeded using the Michigan Power Rating, or MPR, just like they were last season. For hockey, the top two teams in each regional will be seeded using MPR, and this is the first time that the hockey tournament will be seeded. The top-seeded teams will be placed on opposite sides of the bracket, allowing for a potential matchup of the top seeds in the district final for basketball or regional final for hockey. You can always check live MPR tables for each sport by going to mhsaa.com/MPR. The hockey bracket will be announced on Sunday, March 7th, the basketball brackets for both boys and girls on Sunday, March 14th. For tournament dates and locations, check out mhsaa.com. Game balls this week go to Dean Locus. The Calumet senior hockey forward was huge in the Copper Island Classic over the weekend. He led his team to a sweep of Hancock, tallying 3 goals and 2 assists in the pair of victories. Calumet stays unbeaten on the year at 9-0-1. Brendan Young of Fowlerville. With his 33-point performance and a win over Holt, Young became the all-time leading scorer at Fowlerville. The senior now has 1,426 career points, putting him ahead of the previous leading scorer, Sean Romzik, who had 1,401 points between 2005 and 2008. Young has committed to play hoops next year at Medina University. And to Hamilton's A.J. Ettinger. Ettinger became Hamilton's all-time leading scorer. She had 23 points in a win over Coopersville, taking her to 1,423 career points. Ashley Overbeek and her 1,406 career points was the previous high set in 2014. Ettinger will be taking her talents to Iowa City to play for the Iowa Hawkeyes next season.
Everyone in sports is in search of the elusive perfect game. Making every shot, completing every pass, striking everyone out, getting each call right. That's right, game officials enjoy the competition and seek perfection just like the players do. If you still have that competitive streak and want to help kids by giving back, maybe becoming a high school official is for you. To register, log on to MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with MHSAA Assistant Director Brent Rice.
It seems whenever a high school game breaks down in a negative way, the coaches, players, fans, and school administrators quickly blame the officials. It's easy to take out aggression on these nameless, faceless, almost inanimate objects. But sloppy or chippy play is on the coaches to control, not the officials, as they simply call what happens. Fans up in the stands then quickly follow the lead of their coach berating the officials, thinking they are so well-versed in the art of officiating, but often don't have the guts to put on the stripes themselves. Officials aren't perfect, but often they have to clean up the messes created by others during the game, the people who should really be thrown under the bus.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Just go to the MHSAA website now to register. Elk Rapids High School has its own Ball in the Family program. No, not LeVar Ball and his sons, but Kevin Ball, his brother Jeremy, and Kevin's two sons, Preston and Spencer. Kevin and Jeremy both played basketball at Elk Rapids in the 1990s, and the brothers each scored more than 1,000 career points. In fact, they are second and third on the all-time scoring list at Elk Rapids. Kevin is now the coach of the Elks, and his oldest son, Preston, has joined dad and uncle in the 1,000-point club. The senior went over the 1,000-point mark with a 25-point performance and a win over Boyne City, and the assist on the basket to put him over 1,000 came from Preston's younger brother, sophomore Spencer Ball. For more on the Michigan version of the Ball family and who could be the next 1,000-point scorer at Elk Rapids, check out the story on secondhalf.mhsaa.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll see you next week.